every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 33rd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nierad. With me is guest co-host Matt DiLorenzo. And Matt, so good to have you with us on the show. Chris Teague, of course, is not with us this week, but Matt substitutes so well. Are you looking forward to the upcoming North American Car of the Year drive that we're going to do?
Yeah, I really enjoy getting back to Ann Arbor every year and getting behind the wheel some very interesting car, trucks, and utilities. So it'll be a good week.
We'll talk about that coming up, too. And there's plenty of news to talk about this week. Ford Motor Company and General Motors have very different responses to the end of the electric vehicle tax breaks. We'll have the details for you. Jeep has pulled the wraps off an exciting new version of one of its most important vehicles. One is a range-extended electric vehicle, or REEV, REEV. We'll tell you all about that, even what the heck that is, coming up. If your daily drive is driving you to the brink, Lincoln has an answer for you. And, of course, we mean the car brand, not the ex-president. Stay with us for that. Matt, do you have a favorite among these stories?
I like the EV direction story. It's kind of interesting since the expiration of the incentives, how each of these manufacturers view the EV market. It's different.
Right. Yep. And you're the perfect guy to talk about that, so I look forward to having a discussion with you about that. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Matt and I are North American Car of the Year jurors, and you probably got that sense from what we said earlier. We've been friends and colleagues for decades, and it's always a pleasure to have him on the show. Matt, what is your test vehicle for this week?
I'm driving one of the unsung heroes of the midsize passenger car market, the Nissan Altima. Doesn't get a lot of ink and a lot of attention, but it's really a nice car, and I'll tell you more about it in that test drive portion.
I look forward to talking about that, and I love unsung heroes. I think we all do, but they're unsung. My test vehicle this week is a 2025 Hyundai Elantra N, and that was fun to drive, so you'll tell about that. And we'll be speaking with Matt DiLorenzo about a lot of stuff. So stay with us. We have tons of show for you. We're so glad you're with us, and stay with us for more right here on America on the Road.
Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in a parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
Our office computers were from, like, 2012.
What? They had computers then?
Yeah, I don't know much about new tech.
Apparently.
So I went to Staples and saved big on an AI-powered HP laptop and HP OfficeJet Pro printer, which also came with 3 months of free Instant Ink.
And we're back in this century. During Staples HP Tech Event, save up to 35% on HP printers and up to 40% on AI-powered HP PCs.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. Until 11-1, select models only.
I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays hit different when you earn them. We've got you covered with outdoor power equipment from Kobalt and everything you need to weatherproof your deck with Trex decking. Plus, with lawn care from Scotts and, of course, Pit Boss grills and accessories, you can get a home field advantage all season long. So get to Lowe's, get it done, and earn your Sunday. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back to America on the Road with guest host Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jack Murad back with you. Chris Teague is off this week, and Matt is filling in so ably, and it is news time here on America on the Road. And here's a perfect thing to talk with Matt about as an author of a book on buying an affordable electric car. I mean, Ford is lowering Lightning prices for its F-150 Lightning. At the same time, General Motors is cutting back its EV efforts. Very different kind of stories here, Matt. I mean, certainly the electric vehicle market is facing growing pains, but these are way different strategies. Let me detail what's going on with Lightning, and then I'll ask your point of view on this. They've announced price cuts of up to $4,000 on the 2026 F-150. There's a base STX trim that extends range by 50 miles, which is a pretty big deal. And the Lightning is still outselling the Tesla Cybertruck. I guess that's not so hard because that's certainly a lightning rod, so to speak. The Lightning STX starts at now at $63,000 or so, and it has a bigger battery. What's your take on that before we go on to what General Motors is doing, Matt?
Well, affordability has been the key issue with EVs all along. So this is a natural response. The $7,500 incentives were helping to move EVs. And once that's gone, the shoppers have shown a little bit of reluctance. I mean, even Farley has said that they're expecting sales to maybe even drop by as much as half over what they were last year. So, you know, you just have to follow the market. And I think the other part of it is bringing more affordable EVs to the market if they're going to have any sort of share. Not everybody can afford a $65,000 EV pickup truck.
Yeah, and that's a tough thing to try and figure out is how to build affordable EVs given what batteries cost because they're so exceptionally expensive. General Motors taking a different approach than Ford Motor Company. Citing weakening EV demand, go figure, changing federal policies, we just talked about those. GM is scaling back its EV production, and they're going to take a, what they call in the accounting business, a $1.6 billion charge, a write-off. They're writing off $1.6 billion in expenses and costs because of this. That's a giant, I think that's a record write-off. I mean, kind of interesting. General Motors had been very gung-ho about electric vehicles, so now this is a major pullback, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think it's, again, the recognition of the loosening of the emission standards, many of which were designed to put more pressure on ICE vehicles to make EVs more attractive. Now that that's gone away, you're going to see the emphasis switch back to the ICE product. And, you know, GM's strategy was kind of, you know, they were way into the high end, you know, with the Hummer and a lot of the Cadillacs. And maybe there is a market for electric luxury, but, you know, if they want to have be a volume manufacturer, they're still going to need more popularly priced EVs. Now, they're bringing the Bolt back, but even then, they're, you know, that's still, it's going to be a 2027 model. It's still not here yet. It'll be here in the next calendar year. We'll see. But I, you know, they're kind of half-hearted now. They're like going, yeah, well, maybe, you know, they put big, tremendous investments in new engine plants for their truck lines. So that's where the money is.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes sense. Let's talk about this Grand Wagoneer from Jeep. They've just rolled this out. And it, one of the models within the Grand Wagoneer, and they're now calling it a Jeep rather than trying to have it as its own kind of separate brand, which I think is wise and maybe should have been done from the beginning. But they're going to have a range extended vehicle, a Reeve, that combines the 3.6-liter gasoline engine, the V6 engine, kind of the long-standing gasoline engine, as a generator, and then a 92-kilowatt-hour battery. So that's a pretty big battery pack, actually, for something that also has a gasoline engine in it, to get a total of 647 horsepower, 500 miles of total range. And, of course, range is not as big an issue because this will operate if you fill up the gas tank. It'll generate more electricity and off you go. But what's your take on these range extended vehicles that are using the gasoline engine as a to drive a generator essentially and not driving the wheels?
I you know, it's an interesting exercise in technology. I think that these vehicles are going to come under the same criticism of EV evangelists that plug-in hybrids have come in under, and that people aren't going to be plugging them in. If I can just put gas in this RRV EV, then I'm just basically, it's like me driving a diesel electric locomotive, because that's what they are.
Right.
They don't plug those in at night. They run off the diesel fuel.
Am I right in saying that you have a plug-in hybrid, Matt? Do you have a plug-in hybrid?
I do, and I plug it in. I like it.
All right.
And I,
good
you know,
for you.
I think that that's the thing is that the plug-in hybrids sell at a premium to regular hybrids. They're almost as costly as a pure EV, and I think people who buy them recognize that fact, and they do plug them in. I hear a lot of people saying, "Well, the manufacturers, you know, have the data and they won't share it because people aren't plugging in." There might be some vehicles that people don't plug in, especially performance vehicles where you have a limited range. But if you have a fairly economical plug-in hybrid that's getting 40, 50 miles per gallon plus a 30-mile range, you're plugging it in. You know, that's how you
makes
use
sense.
Them.
They're also going to have a 3-liter Hurricane equipped with twin turbo 6-cylinder engine in the Grand Wagon here, 420 horsepower. Tell you that's probably the one I would pick, likely because it's going to be a lot cheaper than the range extended vehicle. Again, the hurdle they have to jump is batteries. The Grand Wagoneer is going to start under $65,000, so I think that's kind of an interesting bargain. But I think with in range extended vehicle form, it's going to be a lot more expensive than that. And I don't know how many people are going to jump on that bandwagon. I'm just curious.
No, and that's the big hurdle right now. I just haven't seen the battery price per kilowatt hour drop to where it's competitive with gas. And until that difference is erased, gas cars and trucks are going to win.
Yeah. And that could be the conceivable future. It has been the last 100 years, so sometimes some things don't change. Well, if you're looking for Serenity, you should dial LINCOLN for Lincoln. When you thought your luxury SUV couldn't possibly get more serene, Lincoln has rolled out its latest high-end feature. It's called Forest Meditation, and in case traffic jams weren't peaceful enough, your Navigator or Nautilus can transform it into a full-on forest sanctuary with soothing sounds, I can almost say that, misty visuals, and if you're lucky, the subtle scent of Mystic Forest. What do you think about all this? I mean, this is a, I'm being somewhat facetious, you know, here, but Lincoln's Rejuvenate system
is... I was skeptical. I went on Navigator launch, and I actually liked this system. Now, I wouldn't use it, this, you know, in the right. traffic jam or anything like that. But they really had a cool kind of thing where, like, let's say you get home after a busy day and you flip this thing on, and it really works kind of cool because they have a screen that basically extends from A-pillar to A-pillar. And yeah. they put in this very calming visuals, a little bit of music. They get the massaging seats to go. They release a little bit of upscale. It's almost like being in a spa. And, you know, if you're spending that kind of money on a Navigator and they're going to put this cherry on top, I say go for it. It's actually kind of counterintuitive. It's kind of cool in its own way. I like it.
I'm not sure that when I get home, I want to stay in my car after a long commute. I think I want to get out.
Well, you don't have kids in the house anymore, do you, Jack?
Yeah, I do not. This was designed with Purdue University. Obviously, it's got to be great because it was designed with a university in conjunction with it. So there you go. Well, when we come back, we will be doing some road testing. We're going to be road testing the Nissan Altima and the Hyundai Elantra N. So stay with us for that. We're going to have tons of show for you as Matt DiLorenzo joins us. So we're so glad you're with us, and we hope you stay with us as we go on here on America on the Road. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Jeff Harris, Matthew Renzel, and Jackie Redback. We're so glad you're with us, and it is road test time. We love road testing vehicles. We love road testing other people's vehicles, which is what we do for a living. I've been doing it for decades now. Matt, you were driving the Nissan Altima, maybe an undersung car from a lot of people, but tell us all about it.
Yeah, you know, they've always been sort of the see them around, but they don't register. You know, everybody, when you're looking at a mid-range car.
Kind of like me, Matt. Right. Well, people see me around and I don't register either.
Honda Accord or a Toyota Camry or whatever. The Altima is a very affordable, comfortable car. And, you know, it's styled nice. It isn't, you know, it's not going to knock your socks off, but it's just a handsome car, plenty of room for five people. It's not overly powerful. It's got a four-cylinder engine. It makes 188 horsepower. It's got a CVT transmission, which I know is not a popular transmission among people. But again, all these elements keep the cost down. So you can get into a base model for under $30,000, which, you know, at a time that an average car is costing $48,000, that's tremendous value. And then as you load it up, you can get a lot of nice amenities. You can get like this SV special edition. It's got the bigger 12.3-inch center touchscreen, you know, nicer interior. It's just really a pleasant car to drive. If you're more interested in dependable, no-frills family transportation, the Altima should be on your shopping list.
Yeah, I mean, this is a midsize sedan. This used to be, of course, the family car of choice, right? Midsize sedans. They're not so much anymore, but this is a good one. Nissan, I remember a time when Nissan was competing neck and neck with Toyota, and those days are long gone. Right. But this is a vehicle that competes with the Camry. I think it does a pretty good job of competing with the Camry, and is a high value alternative to the Camry. These days, all Camrys are hybrids. This is not a hybrid. This has a conventional 4-cylinder engine, and I think there's something to like about the simplicity of the Altima. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, and as you go, as you do the walk up and add more items, you know, you get things like adaptive cruise control. You know, all these cars offer a lot of the same driver assists. They're almost commodities in a way. But you can get a great surround view camera, which really helps with parking and maneuvering in tight spots. They have their version is called Pro Pilot Assist, which, you know, offers lane keeping and a lot of these other things that make driving it very easy. And, you know, there are a lot of people who drive cars who just need them for transportation or not enthusiasts. And, you know, this is a car for them. It's very simple. They have knobs. They have switches. There is a center touchscreen, but there's really a nice blend of analog stuff and the new digital stuff. I think they do a really good job. And like I said, they don't get a lot of attention for how good this car is and that, you know, it will fit the needs of a lot of people in a really affordable price range.
Right. I mean, there's no particularly hot version of this. I mean, all the powertrains are the same, essentially. Right. There is an SR trim that looks kind of cooler.
Yeah, that gets to be like those, you know, midnight editions, you know, with the dark wheels and kind of, you know, it's spiffed up a little bit. But from a mechanical point of view, it's basically the same car.
And it has paddle shifters, larger wheels, maybe a bit firmer suspension. So that's cool. But, I mean, a lot of people just want a car that gets the thing done, you know, a quote-unquote transportation car. And this is a really good one, I think. So it's worthy of note. And, you know, as you say, you can get into this for under $30,000 and I think get a very nicely equipped one probably for less than $35,000. And these days when the average transaction price is $50,000 for a vehicle, I think that's one heck of a bargain.
There's a lot of value here. And you know, you get things like Apple CarPlay, Android Auto. You know, the up trim interiors are really nice. You know, they really have some nice sort of faux wood treatments and leatherette seating and that kind of thing. So it's a really comfortable car. I like it. I just you don't see them. That's the thing, is they're pretty. If you want to be anonymous, just get one of these cars, and you know, nobody's going to bother you.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's kind of a lot to like about that, and there's a lot to like about having a vehicle that everybody else doesn't have, and it's pretty cool. And as you say, the interior is very ergonomically sound, which means you can work the stuff. I mean, it has controls that are easy to understand. It has a touchscreen, but as you say, it also has discrete controls for things like the climate control, turning up and down the heat and the air conditioning. You know, you don't have to go into a screen. So I think that's a great thing.
I think a great selling point of a lot of what Nissan, that people don't know, they do these zero gravity seats. Mm-hmm. They have some of the most comfortable seats you can get all across the line. And I think that's another feather in their cap.
Definitely one to take a look at if you're looking for a good transportation vehicle, midsize car, five-passenger sedan, Nissan Altima. Take a look at it. I want to talk about the Hyundai Elantra N, which is the performance version of the Hyundai Elantra, which is one size down, I guess, from the Altima compact vehicle, although it's a pretty big compact vehicle. It offers plenty of practicality, at the same time a lot of fun, including a high-revving turbo engine that I'll talk about, some track-ready hardware. I'm not sure that this is going to go on the track very much, but it could. And a very livable daily driving setup that I think is most important here. This is, of course, from the motorsports-influenced N division of Hyundai, their answer to things like AMG from Mercedes-Benz, maybe. Different kind of answer, but an answer nonetheless. This is offered in limited numbers, priced under $37,000 to begin with. Delivers 276 horsepower, so this is a bit smaller than the Altima you were talking about that had 188 horsepower. This has 276. Aggressive chassis tuning, which maybe makes it a little harsh riding for some people. Driver-focused tech, which we like. I think it's a very good alternative to a lot of other vehicles out there. There's a ton of vehicles that happen to be in this segment, the Honda Civic Si and Type R, among them, the Volkswagen GTI. From a 35,000-foot level, Matt, what's your take on the Elantra?
Well, I like it. I think the styling stands out in the segment as well. They have sort of an edgy, a lot of character lines. It does have distinctive styling. The performance levels, I mean, you talk about almost 300 horsepower out of this thing. It's really a lot of fun to drive, and it's distinctive. It does, like you say, it is in a highly competitive segment with things like Jetta GLI, the Civics. But I think, the Koreans have really come along in terms of offering a lot of value for the money and now credible performance. You know, they actually race using the N, and they've been very successful in IMSA. So there's a lot of this technology that actually has transferred over from the track to the car to make it a really fun-handling, high-performance sports sedan.
Yeah, it is. It is very fun. It has a dual-clutch automatic transmission, which we like, electronically controlled suspension. I mean, that's pretty interesting on a compact car that's not very expensive. Torque vectoring, limited slip differential, so you like that. The engine is a 2-liter turbocharged 4-cylinder engine, as I mentioned, 276 horsepower. It has plenty of torque, too, 289 pound-feet of torque. You can get the 8-speed wet dual-clutch transmission with paddle shifters, which I like. I think that's pretty cool. How do you like these manumatic transmissions, Matt? Are you a fan or not a fan?
They work well enough. I mean, they do. They're not as seamless shifting as a traditional torque converter transmission, but the feedback is very positive. I mean, if you're in the performance driving, the people like that feel of the gears changing, and especially if you use the paddle shifters, it's a lot like a racing transmission now.
Right.
A lot of them are paddle shifted sequential shift gearboxes. So I think it's consistent with the design of the car and what it purports to offer. It's just that don't expect it to be this buttery, smooth, 8-speed automatic transmission that you might find in a Sonata.
Yeah. And it's not supposed to be. I mean, right. I kind of like using these things. I have a tendency to use them for a little while and then kind of go, oh, okay, I get how this works. Now I'll let it, you know, shift automatically right. for a while and, you know, take the brain
and
work
the gears
out of this.
Are a real deal. You know, like if you get a CVT, a lot of these shifts, they're artificial. Right. You know, they're
totally
just stopping
artificial.
The
yeah,
transmission there's... at a certain ratio. So I just find that that these manumatics are a little bit more authentic,
yeah.
if you will, as a
kind of cool, yeah. It has a grin control system that alters the throttle mapping. It's actually just drive modes. And the grin shift that overboosts the turbo when you want to do that. So that's kind of cool. Like I say, it's got a lot of go-fast stuff that I like a lot. And I think it's quite a good value at the price of under $37,000. It's not that big a car, but you can use it as an everyday car and have no problem with it. It's a five-passenger vehicle. With the Hyundai infotainment interface, which is one of a really good one, with a 10.25 digital display, among other things. So I think it's good value all the way around.
Yeah, and again, it's a distinctively looking car, and it's part of a new family of performance vehicles. So you'll get a little of that rub off, that sport rub off with the car, which is great.
Right. A lot of good safety. So Elantra N, take a look at it. Of course, there are other Elantras that are also, I think, very good values that are less expensive than $37,000. But take a look at those, too. And when we come back, we will have a very special guest. His name is Matt DiLorenzo, a very good-looking guy. We're going to talk about a bunch of things, including his book, How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. So stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Kohl's lowest prices of the season are here, and they're so good. You're going to wish you had enough hands for a second cart. Save on cozy tees for women, comfy jeans for boys, refreshed essentials for your home, and so much more. Because when prices are this low, self-control is overrated. Shop Kohl's lowest prices of the season and stock up now. Select styles. Offer ends October 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
With hurricanes, wildfires, and severe storms threatening communities, preparedness is essential. In a crisis, connection helps hold communities together. Year-round, T-Mobile works to keep people connected, reinforcing sites, adding backup power, and using smart tech and AI to reroute traffic and even tilt antennas in real time to spread coverage when a site is affected. If cell towers go down, T-Satellite with Starlink lets compatible phones send and receive texts, even to 911, in most places, as long as you can see the sky. And emergency alerts can still reach most phones. You don't even need to be a customer. On the ground, teams deploy with mobile cell sites to restore service, while community support vehicles offer free Wi-Fi and device charging for anyone who needs it. This National Preparedness Month, enable wireless emergency alerts, set up Wi-Fi calling, and save local emergency numbers. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jackie Redd back with you. We have a special guest for you who is also our co-host, I guess co-host this week, Matt DiLorenzo, of course, is an esteemed auto expert, has been so for years, former editor of Road and Track magazine, as I am former editor of Motor Trend magazine, and many other fine laurels to accompany that. Matt, it's always great to have you on the show, and we're both North American Car of the Year jurors as well, and let's talk about that a little bit, because we're coming up on the time when we do a drive event where we drive most of the contenders here, and it's a pretty cool event, isn't it? Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what happens there?
Well, we have an opportunity to gather the jurors together outside of Detroit and Ann Arbor, and we gather as many of the cars that are in the running for finalists and get an opportunity to drive them back to back over the same roads over the course of 2.5 days. And it's really a terrific opportunity to get a lot done in one place and really evaluate them. And the other thing that we're doing is evaluate them against the vehicles in which the class they compete. It isn't exactly head-to-head competition among all the finalists. Is this the best car of its type of the year? So it's really a great opportunity to get a lot of seat time, interact with other jurors. Other people's opinions do help, and they can point things out that you might miss, and it's just a great opportunity to be together and drive a lot of cars and trucks.
Yeah, it is a terrific time. One of the things I look forward to every year, a lot of fun, and I learned so much. Let's talk a bit about the contenders this year, because it's a mixed bag, of course. And for Car of the Year, there aren't really that many contenders, and I'll talk about that a little bit coming up. But let me tell you what the contenders are. The Audi A5, the Dodge Charger, the new Honda Prelude coming back after a long, long absence, the Kia K4 hatchback, Mercedes-Benz CLA, and the Nissan Sentra. I mean, that's a mixed bag, right? And we can't really compare them one against the other because they're so different. But talk about how we go about evaluating.
Well, you know, the Honda Prelude would be really an interesting one to start with, because sport coupes have not been, you know, everybody's been crazy about SUVs, and the Prelude is actually kind of the return of the sport coupe. So it'll be really interesting to see how well executed it is and how different it is from anything that's out there right now. So I think that's one that people will be very interested in getting behind the wheel. And by the same token, that K4 hatchback is like a little station wagon. And we haven't seen station wagons, again, because of the whole SUV craze. It's really kind of interesting to see that body style still exists, and that, you know, we're going to get a chance to evaluate that against other compact cars that are out there on the market. So those are two that I'm really most interested in. The other ones are more traditional, the CLA, the Sentra. We'll see what that does in terms of redefining compact cars. And, you know, the A5 is, again, a luxury car. And Dodge Charger is a performance car. Now, I don't know if they're going to be bringing just the electric version for us, or if they're going to have the
That would be fascinating, won't it? Because
six-cylinder version.
Yeah, I think it was nominated largely because of the electric powertrain, and of course there are a number of jurors who are big electric proponents, and then others are maybe less so, which I think is one of the cool things about the North American Car of the Year jury. There are 50 of us who participate in this, and you know, all independent journalists from all walks of life, and actually from two countries, from Canada and from the United States. So it's an interesting group that brings probably 50 different ways to evaluate cars, but I think that results in a good result each time.
Right. Now, you know, moving over to the trucks, really aren't, you know, they're basically mid-cycle enhancements of existing trucks. So there's really nothing really new there. There's like the F-150 and Ford Maverick, they have this new Lobo version, and then the Ram has a 1500 and a 2500 with new engines, and then we get the, I think there was a major change on the Rivian, which is the only electric, so I don't, that's a pretty straightforward category. It's the SUVs where there's on our list, there's what, 18, 19 of them?
Yeah, I mean, it'll take us half the show to list them all, but
it's a bewildering array of electric.
Yeah, let me run down the list. Yeah, let me run down the list because it's wow. I'll try and take a big breath before I say all these. Acura ADX, Audi Q5, the Cadillac Escalade IQ, the Cadillac Optiq, the Cadillac Vistiq, the Ford Expedition, the Genesis GV70, Honda Passport, Hyundai Ioniq 9, Hyundai Palisade, Jeep Cherokee, the Lucid Gravity. Wow, finally coming into this group. The new Nissan Leaf that we've talked about on a prior show, the Polestar 4, the Subaru Forester Hybrid, the Toyota 4Runner. I'm going to drive that momentarily here, and the Toyota RAV4, also going to drive that very soon. Volkswagen Tiguan, new version of that, and the Volvo EX30 that you and I have first drove, I think, in Barcelona,
ago,
Spain,
yeah.
Long, long time ago.
I mean, for prime time.
A really mixed bag. What's your take on the number of Cadillacs here on the list? I was kind of surprised. As a longtime juror and former vice president of this organization, I was surprised by that.
Yeah, and again, it shows, you know, a lot of these cars are in development for a long time. And we talked a little bit earlier about the changes in the EV market and the going away of the incentives. The fact that we have three electric Cadillacs in the SUV range shows that these products are finally hitting the market, and they may be a little late to the market, and you know there may be no market for them. So it's kind of interesting that we have all those in there at this point.
Yeah, and I think you're kind of a proponent of the Nissan Leaf. This is a new version of the Leaf, and
yep.
You know, that's one of the mantra that you're spouting is affordable EVs, which I get. I don't know how exactly affordable the Leaf is compared to vehicles that are the same size that are conventionally powered, but at least it's closer to being affordable.
Yes. Right.
Yeah, talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, I think that the Leaf and then also the EX30, one of the things we liked about it was the affordability versus the range. You know, like both of them
right.
are going to be about 300-mile range, which is really a kind of a sweet spot for an EV. So I think both of those are going to be very strong competitors based on the affordability quotient, which is what the EV market actually needs right now. And then at the other end of it, we have things like the Polestar 4 and the Lucid Gravity, which are decidedly luxury electric entries. And I don't know if they move the needle enough because there's a lot of high-end luxury electric cars that do a lot of the things that those two vehicles do.
Yeah. And then you have vehicles like the Hyundai Ioniq 9, a three-row electric SUV. Interesting. And at the same time, a very conventional vehicle, the Ford Expedition, which I liked a lot. Mm-hmm. I spent a lot of time driving various versions of the new Expedition,
yeah.
and I think it does a lot of things very, very well. I think you and I are both proponents of the Genesis GV70, too. I certainly am. I think that's
right.
That's a terrific vehicle. I don't know how vastly changed it is and why it's necessarily in this field. Talk about any one of those that you care to talk about, Matt.
Well, I think, you know, the Expedition has really become sort of the family station wagon of this century. And a lot of people still buy full-size SUVs if they have a lot of kids or a lot of people to move around or a lot of stuff to move around or things to tow. So they remain very popular despite, you know, this onslaught of smaller SUVs or electric SUVs. So I think that's going to be a very strong contender. I think that the Ioniq 9 is really kind of a cool EV-type vehicle, but we've already seen the Kia EV9 in the category do well. So, again, I don't. When you're judging apples to apples, you have to ask yourself the question, what does the Ioniq 9 bring to the table that the EV9 didn't last year? So,
Right.
The other area that I think is going to be the affordable RAV4, Tiguan, you know, those are also very popular. Those are like the midsize four-door sedans of their day. These are the family, small family haulers. And I think that the Passport, certainly they're all strong contenders. So it's going to be very difficult to kind of sort what truly is the utility of the year this year.
Right. There are tons of really mainstream utilities, right? Like the Honda Passport you mentioned. Hyundai Palisade, one of our favorites for a long time. I think a really good value in a three-row vehicle. I think they've done interesting things to it. The Jeep Cherokee, I think a lot of people... And people are interested in the Subaru Forester hybrid. It's, I think, you know, Subaru people, you know, what took you so long to get us a hybrid?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably what they're saying. So I think there's a lot of high value, pretty conventional vehicles. Some are hybrids, of course, which isn't totally conventional, but I think much more conventional, much easier to live with than a pure electric, a battery electric. I really see a dichotomy here between the battery electrics and everything else in terms of just usability and probably in terms of price.
Yeah, you know, and it was kind of interesting that we've seen in the utilities segment a high penetration of over the last 4 or 5 years. We've had a lot of EVs in there. You know, EV won it with the ID Buzz. And so it'll be interesting to see if the tide is turning this year that we actually name either a hybrid or an ICE SUV, compact or that size, or even something like the Expedition. That'll show that there's still a lot of life left in ICE technology.
I think there are some jurors, and you know, they're perfectly welcome to have their opinion. I've got mine, and I voice it every week on this show. But there's some that I think just are absolute battery electric fanatics, and you know, beyond the position in the marketplace, they're going to support a battery electric, which is fine to do, and that's why we have 50 of us, you know, making these decisions. But I think. In terms of mainstream vehicles, there's a lot of good choices here. One we haven't mentioned, I think, up till now is the Acura ADX, which is a new Acura entry, a kind of a lower-end Acura SUV entry that I think we both kind of like pretty much and a pretty high-value vehicle. And what's your take on all of that?
Yeah, I agree. I think that especially in, you know, the SUV has become sort of the de facto mass market vehicle across all ranges, luxury, entry level. I mean, so that's why we have like 19 of them. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be difficult to sort through. I mean, you kind of go, well, is this state of the art? Is this where the market is going? They're all really good questions to ask, and getting the only way you're going to figure this out is get behind the wheel and drive them. And I hope we have enough time to get through the majority of those vehicles when we hit Ann Arbor.
Right, we're going to announce three finalists in each category in truck and car of the year and SUV at the Los Angeles Auto Show in late November, and then the winners in each category will be announced at the Detroit Auto Show on January 14th, 2026.
Yep.
So. There you go. And when we come back, we will have a listener question and final thoughts. So thanks to Matt DiLorenzo for being with us, and stay with us. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road. We're so glad you're with us.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624.
800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with guest co-host Matt DiLorenzo. This is Jackie Redd with you. It is listener question time, and we're so glad you're listening, and we love to get your questions and comments. Send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. And a guy named Fritz from Ludington, Michigan has done just that and sent us this question. I like this question a lot. I like the show very much. Well, thank you, Fritz, for that. But there's a question I have. How safe are self-driving features like Tesla Autopilot or GM's Super Cruise?
Well, you know, a lot of it depends on how the, I think the Tesla's, the full driving system, which they used to call Autopilot, and the government said, no, you can't, has had more glitches and accidents, and I think that the problem is that they're using people on the road to kind of beta test the technology. So I'm not a big fan of their approach. I think GM's approach is a little bit more conservative. And if you were going to get one of those systems to use, I would look at either the Super Cruise or the Ford Blue Cruise, because they actually map the roads that these vehicles were the systems.
Yeah, I mean, Tesla really has two systems. Autopilot is the less sophisticated of the two, and then what they call full self-driving, which is an $8,000 option on most Tesla vehicles. So it's fairly sophisticated. And then you have the Blue Cruise from Ford and the Super Cruise from General Motors that are basically super highway-only systems. Well, that wraps up our show for this week. Matt, remind us of the name of your book and how folks can get it.
I've written How to Buy an Affordable Electric Car, A Tightwad's Guide to EV Ownership. You can find it on Amazon, barnesandnoble.com, and at my website, tightwadgarage.com.
Look for it. It's a terrific book. My new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in ebook and paperback form at Amazon exclusively, so look for that. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. America on the Road is also available as a podcast, and we have YouTube and Rumble channels, so check those out and subscribe. Our thanks to Mercury Insurance for sponsoring the show and to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying it. And most of all, thanks to Matt DiLorenzo for co-hosting. We do appreciate it, Matt. Thanks very much.
It's great being here as always, Jack.
We love to have you with us, and we're glad that folks are listening. And join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.